Reishu chelik beis reish lamed ches, the first vad. Mish einoi sam leiv le'atzmoi eno magish klal bakpeidos sheloi. A person who doesn't investigate himself, doesn't pay attention to himself, doesn't notice his own kpeidos, his own instances where he becomes annoyed. Hen koitiv yoyis ufshitois etzloi. They're so natural to him, so obvious. That it's difficult for him to determine that he actually got annoyed. It's only through being alert to these things that we will notice these kpedas. But then we will see that possibly dozens of times a day we get annoyed. Therefore, zei haschalas ha'islamdus, the beginning of the practice, the exercise, shenikba latzmenu zman shel dakois mispa b'chol yom. We set ourselves a few minutes every day, sheboi ne'ayein, in which we think, we reflect, im omnam nis'ereu lanu kpeidos b'meshach hayom, if indeed we were annoyed during the day. Such a kvius of time can be in association with the Seder Musa, beginning of it. Quite possibly in the first week, we won't find anything. Only over time, we'll start to notice that a few times a day, yes, there were instances of kabdanus. Normally, for small things, examples, Mishu tafas mekoimi hakavua, somebody took my regular place. I feel annoyed. Mishu ba'acharai zinek lefanai la'autobus, somebody behind me overtook me in the queue, bus or whatever it is, the bank. Mishu lo anali ba'adivus al she'elasi v'chadume, somebody didn't answer me politely for a question, and similar things. Ufe'amim kure shemishu sali akitza besoch sichas ra'im, sometimes happens somebody it made a sharp comment in a casual conversation. That's a deeper annoyance. But these are the examples of things that we pick up. If you should ask, why even do this? To search within myself for kpedos, to be aware of them. What for? Maybe it's better not to be aware of them at all. The Rambam writes in the fourth of the Shmona Pakim, ki he'ader ha'argasha becherpa uvuz, v'chein banois, lack of sensitivity to insults and so to in pleasures, on the other hand, is something negative. V'zeh me'ata'oyois b'midois, it's a mistake, it's something, a shortcoming in midois. Pe'amim yachshevu ha'katzeh achron shu tov. Sometimes people think that the ultimate degree is correct. So they apply the term savlan to somebody who has some shortcoming in his nefesh. They look at the lazy person and say he's samech bechelko. That's a mistake. It's not a correct diagnosis over here. He's just lazy. It's not samech bechelko. They'll call a person, they'll give him the title of Nizhar, when in fact he's just such a thick nature that he is insensate almost. Well, they call him Yerei Chait. That's the point of the Rambam, that not to be sensitive, not to feel things is something which is negative. So the author, Bardas ein yachol yashlim im ta'oyos kelo. Bardas cannot reconcile himself to mistakes like these. Hu tzarich lakpid es hakpedos shelo. He does need to recognize the kpedos, these instances when it becomes somebody does something annoying. Ve'lo yisyamer lachshev sheno magish b'im u shebichlan lo makpid. He should not pretend that he doesn't feel them or he's not makpid at all. Ki zeh haya ma'id rak al oivi tiv'oi. That only testifies to what the Rambam called before. Oivi tivoi is just very thick, very insensitive. Ve'lo al midah tova. It's not a good midah. Nislamed eifoi la'amid beviru al hakpedos shelanu. Therefore, the exercise is to clearly ascertain those instances when we become annoyed. Ve'zeis b'meshach zman maspik for a sufficiently lengthy period at she'na'amid alhen ve'al hekev shelhen, to the point where we can recognize them and their extent. Adkan.